You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brett McMillan.
Welcome to a Blue Jersey edition of the Cardinal Insider Podcast. It was the big announcement. Did you flip over that new alternate jersey that'll be worn on the road? I hope that you like it as much as I do. I think it looks really sharp, and we're digging into it on this episode of the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Where it came from, when it will be worn, and the aesthetics of that beautiful new, once victory blue. I think that's what they called it back in the day, but I've been told we are officially terming it powder blue. You could call it whatever you want, but here at Busch, we're going to call it powder blue. I'm Brett McMillan. Glad that you could join us for this episode as we talk about that uniform. A nod to the past with that color, but the red piping, the St. Louis inscript across the front of the jersey, and of course the birds on the bat, which is a fixture on any Cardinal uniform. So a nice balance between the past with the color and then the present. That St. Louis script even, you know, it looks older, like a uniform from the 30s, but that was new, I believe, added in 2013 with the Saturday alternate. So it's a real nice mix of Cardinal history from the past, of the Cardinals present, and the Cardinals of the future, where we are going as well. A new uniform, but a very familiar color in that big announcement that was rolled out at Ballpark Village. As I speak, it was yesterday, Monday, November 19th. And our scoreboard crew made a really cool video to open up the ceremony, which, gosh, I think there's probably a couple hundred people there. I'm bad at estimating that kind of thing, but when I looked around the room, there were some people seated up top. The floor was pretty well full, and fans had come out to see what the big announcement was. And this video rolls. It's shots of the 70s and 80s, Lou Brock in the 70s, and Willie McGee and Ozzie Smith and those guys in the 80s making big plays in the powder blue uniforms. And it was intertwined with tight shots of Ozzie Smith, which you couldn't tell at first that it was Ozzie. But tight shots on the hands of doing the buttons or kind of moving the shoulders back and forth to get the jersey in place. These tight shots, dramatic shots in slow-mo with some lighting and some smoke of the jersey being put on. And that was spliced in with those old highlights. And then all of a sudden you see Ozzie say, "It's back." He's standing there with the red hat, the powder blue, new powder blue jersey. And then Ozzie walks out onto stage and hands one of the new powder blues to Harrison Bader, who was kind of the modern Cardinal representative at the event yesterday as far as players go. So that video got a really nice kind of, oh, and then a round of applause from the crowd, which was cool to see. I was really impressed to see that the crowd was that excited. You know, Cardinal fans are great. They have a great sense of history. But to see that they were that excited about this nod to the past and this new chapter in the history of the look of the St. Louis Cardinals, I thought was pretty cool. I figured that Bill DeWitt III would think it was neat, too. I caught up with him for just a few quick questions after the ceremony, and that was the first thing I asked him about was, what did you think of the reaction of the crowd when that video finished playing?
First of all, I was shocked that the secret wasn't really out yet, and I think there were some rumors and some stuff, but for the most part, I think a good chunk of the people here were like surprised and excited when they saw it, so that feels good. Obviously, the you know, you're doing this for the look and feel of the team, but also for the fans primarily. And it's another option for them to sort of recall our history, look forward, but, you know, just create a little bit of diversity to our look, but always staying true to the birds on the bat.
A lot of time thinking about, hey, is this the right thing to deploy at this time as far as a new alternate uniform? Why is it so important to kind of vet that and really make sure that it fits with everything else we're doing from a uniform perspective?
Well, as you know, I'm a big stickler for sort of the uniform having balance, not only at home versus road, but, you know, how we change it up a little bit. The Saturday alternate, I think, has been a big hit. The cream color recalls earlier eras with the flannels, the piping, the St. Louis script. It's a throwback, and yet it looks forward because it's different. And it's been such a hit and a good look that I felt like, let's take a look at it on the blue and just see what it looks like. And it sat there as a sample in my office for a while, and it kind of grew on me. And when people walked in, they'd be like, what is that? You know, we got to see that on the field. So kind of one of those things that grew on me, and it just felt like the right thing to do to introduce it as a Saturday alternate, just like we have the Saturday cream alternate at home, and just do it on the road and have it be that complement to the portfolio. It's not like home white and road gray. It's a little something different once in a while, but we'll stay true to those other things for the most part.
You said you took it down to the clubhouse. It sounds like the reactions were pretty good. Do you remember one that stood out? I mean, a guy that was just floored by what he was seeing?
Yeah. Well, first of all, some of the clubhouse guys who remember working in the 70s and 80s were like, oh, this is cool. This reminds me, you know, the flashbacks. Fowler was a proponent. He was excited about the fashion aspect of it. And Waino was interested. He's like, okay, I could do that. You know, that looks pretty cool. So there's a lot of guys that were sort of eyeing it that I didn't necessarily get their opinion, but I could tell they were like, what's that you got over there? You know, it was pretty funny.
You might be aware, you might not. Bill is really into the look of the uniform, the tradition, the feel of the uniform, and really the franchise too, but especially the uniform. It's very important to him. And I have heard him say in the past that powder blue color was really a symbol of the 80s, of the late 70s. It was iconic in that sense. It belonged to that era, and that he really thought we would probably leave it in that era. But obviously, his mind changed as things went along, and they developed this new jersey. And that idea came to him from Kerry Robinson, a St. Louis native, played for the Cardinals, authored that famous home run in 2003, a walk-off against the Chicago Cubs. You might know it because it was one of the central moments in the book Three Nights in August. And ever since Kerry retired, well, at least for the last couple of years, he has been a scout for the Cardinals. Still lives here, makes his home here, and raises his family here. So a Cardinal guy through and through. Talked about that a lot at the ceremony. He was present, and he made it known, hey, this was a big part of my life growing up, was watching my Cardinals play in this uniform, and I thought it would be neat to see it come back. So I wanted to hear Kerry's story about what role he played in these new threads. And I sat him down a couple of weeks ago here at Busch Stadium to talk about that. So here's that conversation now. Kerry Robinson, I'm going to say the originator of the idea for the new Powder Blues. He's with us now on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
So this concept of the blue jersey, it's an idea, and now we're going to see it here on the field. Just how did that kind of get rolling and come about?
That's right. I'm a St. Louis Cardinal fan, St. Louis Cardinal kid, and was drafted and played in the major leagues with the Cardinals. But, you know, I remember the days of Willie McGee in the World Series making the catch in Milwaukee and County Stadium. You know, guys like Daryl Porter wearing that jersey and wanting to be like those guys. And over the last few years, I've been a scout for the Cardinals, and I do a lot of traveling. And every single day, I'll see some kind of Cardinal fan wearing the Cardinal hat or something like that. And occasionally, there will be fans that will wear the powder blue jersey. And every single time I go to talk to a fan that's wearing that jersey, I ask them, what would you think of the Cardinals bringing that back in some form or fashion? And 100% of the time, that fan has been for it. So that's how it all started, and I'm super excited at what they did with the jersey.
How did you kind of get it to the point where it started to be developed? Because obviously in scouting, you don't have anything to do directly with the uniform. So Right. Is that something you were going to build a with the third with?
Yeah, so we're in a club called the 123 Club. It's a sports club that meets every Monday here in St. Louis. We talk about different sporting things. And so I see them at that club every now and then. And I want to say maybe a year ago, I approached him and told him about the idea, and basically what I just told you. You know, I see fans all the time wearing that color. Even here in Busch Stadium, you see the powder blue sprinkled upon the red seats and stuff, the red and white. And I mentioned it to him, and originally he poo-pooed it. You know, it wasn't such a good idea. And then a few months later, he sends me an email with the prototype, and it was right there. What I was thinking popped out.
To see that, you know, when you pop open that email and you see kind of this new era, new generation of a familiar color and a familiar uniform, knowing Yeah. It came out of your own mind, Right. What was that like for you?
Super exciting. The uniform, it pops out. And it really comes from the last 10 years. I have three daughters that play soccer. And watching little kids with their, you know, the flashy color shoes, whether it matched their uniform or not, they're in the colors, right? And we have a lot of St. Louis Cardinal fans that are younger that don't know the Cardinals wearing that uniform. You know, you come to Busch Stadium, you see the Potter blue sprinkled among the red and white, but you don't see a lot of little kids wearing that color, and they don't know the Cardinals in that color. So I thought it'd be a good idea for maybe the Cardinals to mix in a uniform like that to kind of marry the future and the present Cardinals with the past. And I think they did a great job with it, and the fans are really going
to
love it.
Why do you think it was important to make that distinction? I mean, they could have gone with the polyester pullover, but then it would have been exactly like the ones from the 80s to kind of create that new iteration of it. Why do you think that was an important thing?
Because you have to have a freshness to it. You know, there has to be a newness and excitement towards the new uniform. But again, they kept to what we've done in the past, and putting the two together, it blends to be a great uniform.
You're a Cardinal guy, you scout, you played, obviously, you're from this area. Have you been telling people, will you be telling people, hey, the blue jersey, I had a hand in that piece of Cardinal history?
I will be. Super excited. My close friends and family, I've shown them the picture of the email, you know, that Bill sent to me, and give them a little inside scoop. But it's really cool to be a really small part of history with the St. Louis Cardinals that I think is really going to be a winner for this organization, because the white alone looks great. It's a beautiful uniform. And then we have our off-white Saturday uniforms looks really nice too. And I think this Potter blue is going to be a winner for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You mentioned growing up and watching guys play in the Potter blue, that Willie catch in 82 at County Stadium. Do you have another favorite memory or moment, whether it's something that kind of is big in Cardinal history or maybe something more personal, but a favorite moment in the Potter Blues?
You know, in the Potter Blues, no, it's that play with Willie. You know, again, I was number 15 as a little kid. I played football, baseball, and I always was number 15. And I always really liked the number 15s, and Daryl Porter wearing that uniform was number 15 at the time. I wanted to be like those guys, and that's what really drove me to, you know, excel in sports. And to think that the possibility of me playing professionally was there, it all started at that same time period. So it's just those guys wearing that uniform and that inspired me as a little kid here.
First chance to see the new unis will come as the Cardinals play at Milwaukee on Saturday, March the 30th. It'll be the first of 13 Saturdays in which they wear the new alternate uniform here in 2019. Speaking of 2019, it is just around the corner, and Cardinals 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs go on sale Friday, November 30th, and they feature 2019's top games and promotional dates. You can choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, the Cubs pack, and more. Ticket packs starting at just $54. Visit cardinals.com/holiday for details. That's all we've got today. Should there be breaking news, we'll be back with some perspective and maybe some audio on that. Now, we've got big events coming up on the Cardinal calendar. The winter warm-up in January. I'll be at the winter meetings in Las Vegas in December, and then spring training right around the corner. We'll have content, I imagine, from all three of those places, plus some alumni interviews coming at you. We'll have Bob Tewksbury as part of the program in a couple of weeks. I don't have the release date set for that, but I imagine it'll be sometime between now and the holiday season coming up here on the show. You can email me, podcast@cardinals.com. Really appreciate a 5-star review and a kind comment, if you don't mind, wherever you listen to podcasts. It really does help us. You have been phenomenal here in 2018, and it's been great to have you, whether you are a return listener or a new listener. If you are new, I want to let you know that March through October, I'd say, about 28 to 30 times a year, we do weekly episodes. Those come out every Tuesday during the baseball season in time for the drive home. Been fun to be with you. Hope that you enjoy those powder blue uniforms. I know that I do. Can't wait to see them running around in late March in Milwaukee playing in those things. Until next time, my name is Brett McMillan. Thanks for listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.